Scripture reading, which is Psalm 49. Psalm 49 is what is called a wisdom psalm. A wisdom psalm. It is called this because it offers instruction to men rather than worship to God. Its theme is the futility of worldliness, or, even more to the point, the emptiness of riches and the end of those who put all their trust in it. The strong appeal, then, of Psalm 49 is to trust in God for the redemption of your soul rather than whatever wealth you can get from this world. The first four verses of Psalm 49 reveal that the intended audience for this psalm is all of mankind. Verses 1 and 2 make this unmistakably clear. Hear this, all peoples. Give ear, all inhabitants of the world, both low and high, rich and poor, together. So this psalm is addressing everyone, all of mankind. And these first four verses then act as a prelude to the rest of the psalm. Verses 5 through 9 begins the instruction. And the driving point of these five verses is the foolishness of man to trust in his riches to either save himself or someone else from death. Verse 7 is the key text in this section. Truly no man can ransom another or give to God the price of his life. It is the height of folly. It is the acme of futility to think that you can buy your way out of death. Verse 8 says, such a price is beyond anything man can afford. And verse 9 concludes that death is inescapable and death is therefore inevitable. So what must you do? What must you do? Here's what you do. You prepare to die. You prepare to die. But the only right preparation for death is to get right with God through Jesus Christ before the curtain of your life closes in this world. Remember what the writer to the Hebrews tells us in Hebrews 9:27, that it is appointed to man to die once. And after this comes judgment. So every single one of us, no matter who we are, no matter where we come from, and no matter what our status may be in this world, rich, poor, famous, infamous, whatever it may be, we all have an appointment with death. We all do. And so that is why when you read the Word of God, there is this constant appeal that we should be preparing to die, preparing to meet God in eternity, but preparing in the right way. Preparing in the right way. I was listening recently to an interview with the very famous Welsh actor Anthony Hopkins, who is well in his senior years of life. And he was being posed a question as to how he faces death. And Anthony Hopkins simply gave a very stoic answer. I know it's coming. I'm settled with it. I'm fine with it. Whatever it will be, I'm content. The interviewer asked him, well, do you think there's anything after death? And of course, Anthony Hopkins, being the unregenerate man that he is, said, honestly, I don't know. But I know we're all going to die, so I'm just going to do my best now, try to get everything I can from this world now, because the end is going to come. And I thought when I heard that, how pathetic, how hopeless. All his fame, all his riches, and he's still just as foolish. He's still an idiot who doesn't know what is true, who doesn't know what is righteous, who doesn't know what is the right way in preparing to die. Even though he admitted in the interview that he had considered several different religions, including Christianity, but for him, well, it's whatever makes you feel good. Terrible. So tragic. So very tragic. Beloved, the truth of the matter is, we are going to face God one day. One day we're going to face God. But how will we face him? Will we face him under his favor? Will we face him under his grace and mercy? Or will we face him under his wrath and being consigned forever to eternal hellfire? And the only way to face God in mercy and grace and favor is through his Son, Jesus Christ the Lord. And that is why it is so critical that you make certain, you make sure that you are right with God in Jesus Christ. What did we hear from the quotation from J.C. Ryle and the words to ponder? May we give all diligence to make our calling and election sure and to know that we are God's wheat. A mistake in the day that the floor is purged will be a mistake that is irretrievable. That's frightening. Well, how do you avoid that? You get it right today. You get it right today. So nothing you have in this world, nothing you gain from this world will be able to ransom your soul, will be able to give you what you need to avoid the inevitable, which is death. It's coming, but are you prepared? Let's pray. Our holy and righteous Father, we thank you for somber and sobering words, Lord, that are meant to arrest our attention, that are meant to cause us to think very hard about the state of our soul before you, Lord. Because as we know, because we see it all around us, and of course we read it in your word, that death is coming. Death has been appointed for each and every one of us. And then comes judgment. And so, blessed Father, we plead with you today, give each of us the grace to prepare with great excellence for that appointed time and day, a day that we don't even know when it will arrive. So we pray, Father, that by the strength of your grace, we will make our calling and election sure, that we will be certain and sure that all of our faith and hope and trust is resting in the person of your Son, Jesus Christ, our only hope of salvation, our only way to God, our only way to be accepted by you, blessed Father, to be called righteous and thereby justified. And Father, we pray that for those in our midst here who have never closed with Jesus Christ by faith, we earnestly cry out to you, O God, visit them in the kindness of your salvation, of your redemption in Christ Jesus. Lord, let this be the day of their salvation, whereby you call them out of darkness into your marvelous light, to be among the great host of your people, proclaiming your praises. These things we earnestly pray for the sake of Jesus our Lord, in his name. Amen and amen.